Let's get an intro.
Little.
Nice.
I know.
That sounds like your mom's bed. Screaking.
Squeaking, you mean?
Screaking.
Great down the screek.
Screaking.
Scrimps.
Scrimps, you ready?
Fried scrimps. Butterfly scrimps. Yes.
Oh. Just kidding. I forgot to plug in the computer. Mm-hmm.
Aye, aye, aye.
Excuse me. Are we ready?
Welcome to the Foul Monkeys Radio Program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and
Nicole. Herb. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 162. This is Ricky.
And Nicole. Hi.
Hi. So, we really don't have a lot to talk about today.
No, we really don't.
It's pretty sadsies because we're losers and we don't have lives.
I have right. a life. I'm on vacation.
Hey.
You're just you.
I'm just me.
We could talk about our horrible experience at Taco Bell that we just had.
Oh. My.
God.
God.
Finished it for you.
Thanks. Twins.
Twins.
So, would you like to go into detail about maybe the... How the restroom may have looked.
I had to go to the bathroom super bad. So I go to the bathroom.
Talk louder.
Quit telling me that. They can hear me just fine. Anyway. I go to use the bathroom and it was filthy beyond, like, worse than a gas station bathroom.
Did somebody, like, wipe poop on the wall?
It wasn't quite that bad, but there's, like, dirt and just junk everywhere, and I didn't even, like, go in the stall. I, like, looked in and I was like, no, I'm done. And then I turned around and I was like, I'll hold it, just kidding.
Yeah, she walked in and she walked right back out and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fast.
Did not use it.
So we go to order our food and 32,000 seconds minutes later we finally get it.
Random amount of time.
And as they're making our food, they're telling everybody else, we don't have any tortilla shells.
Yeah, so they had to refund a bunch of people their money, and that's pretty awesome.
And they skipped that one girl in front of us, but she's a whore bag, so that's okay.
Yes, they skipped a girl that I knew.
She doesn't know.
Yeah, they skipped a girl that I knew, and she only ordered like two meals.
Her name was Angel.
And it took... forever. And then I was like, what'd you order? And she was like, only two meals. And I was like,
you talked to her?
Yeah. She asked me what I'd been up to. And I told her that I was working a lot. And she was like, oh, me too. At the store that which we do not
speak of. Which would be Walmart for those other Publix employees that we know.
Yeah. But,
Walmart. Cheapest place in the world. To buy your Shiat, and then it falls apart, and then you have to go to Target and buy it.
Target. That's the high class way of saying
it. For the Jacques Penois.
What?
Juicy
Penny.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I've told this. Did I tell this story on here? I don't know. But when I worked as a directory assistance operator in Virginia.
Virginia.
So I had this lady call in. She was from, like, Northern Virginia or D.C. or Southern Maryland or, you know, one of those places where they think their shit don't stink. So she was like, I knew the number to the Jacques Penois. And I'd worked there for, like, 5 years. And I was like, okay. I said, I've never heard of that. Can you spell that for me? And she's like, J-C-P-E-N-N. And before she even got it, I was like, that's JCPenney's. Hold for your number. She's like, whatever.
The Jacques
the
Penois.
The Jacques Penois.
That sounds like a French, like, porn star. Jacques Penois.
I was like, bitch, get over yourself.
She thought she was special.
And people would call us all the time talking about, I work for this internet and I'll sue you. Oh, you're going to sue Verizon? Verizon's probably paying for your fucking job right now, okay?
They're going to turn off your phone, bitch. So be careful what you say.
I'm going to sell your number.
8 years of unpaid bills. Catch up with you finally, whore. That's not me. I got my identity stolen. Who cares?
Sorry. Oh, Nicole's taking off her bra. Her tig bitties are just woo. Oh, so I was going to go today to get a flip phone, and I went to a flip camera, and I went to the cousin of the store of which we do not speak of.
Which one's that?
Three letters.
Oh, got it. Ham.
Hams.
Okay.
Closed early on Memorial Day. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's not Christmas.
I'm like, okay, I know that we're supposed to be, you know,
remembering
troops. People, but Riggy needs his camera.
Yeah, he really wanted it.
And we were going to do a video today, and Nicole was going to show you how she can make her boobs dance. You had totally have to do that. It's awesome.
That's my secret talent.
If you want to see Nicole's boobs dance, all right.
Well, what's more like boob?
See her boob dance, then get us to 85 reviews. Remember, 80 reviews is going to be Mike's Jacob's Ladder penis. 85 reviews will be
the dancing boob
by Nicole. 100 reviews will be Brett and Mike docking each other. That's awesome.
Just get to 85. We don't need 100.
No, we need 100.
I don't want to see that. Really don't.
I'm just going to take the picture. You don't have to be there.
But I'll see the picture.
Well, don't go to the blog when I post it.
But I got to.
Yeah, how come you haven't been blogging?
I blogged the other day. And I replied to people who blogged about it.
Wow, thanks. And what? You got to blog some good shit, like the Indian songs.
Oh, I totally will tonight.
Mustard in my hole. Eating nipples.
Won't you mustard my hole with a genie, babe? That's what she says. Would you musty? It's ridiculous.
Ew.
Oh, God, my sunburn hurts me. I went swimming today and I got burned.
After I told her to wear sunscreen.
Nobody wore sunscreen, okay? So don't just yell at me. And my shoulders hurt. So I had to pull my bra straps down.
And that's a lot of bra strap.
8 miles worth of bra strap. I know, right? Out.
It's got to hold up the Appalachia.
Wow. That's a lot.
The Appalachia and the Himalayas. What? And in the Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt, I swear, you came in today, I thought you had, like, Anna Nicole's boobs.
No,
I was like, you went into Anna
bad.
Nicole's casket, stole her fake boobs, stuck them in your titties, and then came to my house today.
That's how I got the sunburn, was from digging up her grave.
Yeah.
No, they're really not that
Did
bad.
Did you see Daniel? Oh.
That's a separate soon. Grave. That's a separate grave. How dare you. But they're really not that
bad. No,
not that
they
bad.
Look huge today. Lynyrd Skynyrd. Do you have a padded bra on or something?
No.
No? They're just huge.
That's just me.
So, I have a question for you.
Oh, God. What now? If it has anything to do where you're going to find nasty-ass pictures, I'm not answering.
Can you lick your own boobies?
Oh, my God. Wow.
So, don't spit on my microphone.
Don't make me laugh as I'm sipping my beverage.
Or as you're licking your boob.
Ah! People I know listen to this show.
So?
They don't need to know all that.
Well, just shake your head. Yes or no.
You're going to say whatever I do, so.
Why not just go ahead and say it?
I'm not answering that question.
If a man asked you to lick your boob, would you do it?
If a man asked me? Well,
like if your boyfriend or husband or whatever.
I was going to say, not just some dude on the street. Hey, lick your boob. Okay. Lick, lick. No. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Why?
So when you, I'm just wondering.
That's so
when
random.
You lick your boob, is your nipple hard?
Oh, my God.
I can't tell if you're blushing because your face is burnt. Oh, now I can tell because the white parts are red.
Hey, shut up!
Oh,
why are you wanting to know this?
Was that like fucking Skipper or something?
Skipper? You mean Flipper?
Flipper. I said Skipper like Barbie.
Skipper's the man on the boat. Flipper's the animal in the sea.
Oh.
But I don't understand why you would even ask that. That's so random.
It's just interesting. I would like to know.
You want to know some weird shit. You're asking like, about boob rashes
when you
last
lay
week.
Down, do your boobs go to each side?
No, they're pretty much in the one spot. And I can't see over
them. Have you ever
seen
that before? Have you ever seen like women when they lay down, their boobs go all the way to their sides?
Yeah. That's... Mine kind of just stay, but if I lay flat on the bed without a pillow, I cannot see over my chest.
Lauren, if you lay flat on the bed, can you not see over your chest either?
I'm pretty sure she has my same problem, unless she has the ones that go off to the side. I don't know.
Are those good boobies or bad boobies?
I don't know. I guess they're fine. I don't think one way or the other about them.
You don't sit up bad and think,
Whose boobs go to the side and why? What's the meaning of life? Why do boobs go one way or the other? No, I don't think about that. But I will now because you brought it up.
Right. You're going to go home and be like, my boobs. Right. I'm the same.
Why are they moving?
Oh my god, Anna Nicole.
Anna Nicole. That is my middle name, you know.
We love you, Anna Nicole.
Anna. It's my middle name.
So you're Nicole Anna?
No, I'm just kidding.
So wouldn't Nicole be your middle name and your first name, Anna?
That's my stage name.
Oh. So if you... I have another question for you.
Oh god, what? Spit it out!
If you're going to dance, what would your name be? Slippery poles.
Oh no, there's some way you can like figure it out. Like,
yeah, it's something like your first pet's name and the street that you lived on or something.
Wow, mine would be horrible. Bear Camphor. That blows. That's the worst name ever.
That sounds like my name. What my name would be. Bear Camphor.
Wow.
You know what mine would be?
What?
Millie Sunshine.
Yes, I want that one. No, I would choose.
My name's Millie. Millie Sunshine.
Whoa, would you hesitate for so long before you said it? Like,
I'm dying of cancer, lung cancer.
Dang.
From all the dancing in the bars.
With the smoke. From you dirty pervs who watch me and stuff money in my G-string.
Your G-string.
All these ones are putting my kid through college. He's 16 now.
And I'm 82.
I'm 26 and my son is 16 and he'll be going to college real soon. If there's any strippers out there, I apologize.
That is straight up Polk County right there.
863.
Represent the 863.
Wow.
So, I kind of had a person ask me out on a date.
Who?
You want me to show him to you?
Yeah.
Don't say his name.
Okay. But I'll try to
restrain
myself.
He lives in Orlando. And these are his photos.
He's cute.
I know, isn't he?
Looks like a model. Is he a model?
He's an actor.
Has he been in anything?
I don't think anything famous. He's like he works in like plays. Oh. Like he does plays and
he's
junk and stuff.
He's a stage actor.
Isn't he cute? I like that part right there. The little...
His cheek?
No, the little beauty mark on his cheek.
That's a zit.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, it's a little mole.
He has nice teeth, too.
He does.
We love nice teeth. Oh, I have a question for you.
What?
What is the first thing you look at when you look at a guy? Like, the very first thing.
His and hand.
It, which one?
To see if there's a ring on it. Oh. And if not, then I allow my perusal to go further.
Down or up?
Usually up. I look at, like, hair. And if he has... I don't like redheads. If he has red hair, I'm pretty much just not liking it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do not like red hair.
Really? Downstairs or upstairs?
No, because if it's upstairs, it's pretty much matching downstairs. I don't like red hair. I like dark hair or blonde, but I'd rather have dark hair, I guess. And I guess then the eyes and the mouth and then his shoes.
And then his cock.
That's usually last.
Oh.
Because I'll see that
and
last.
And that's like the decision maker, right?
No.
No? So if it's like this big, what would you do?
If it was that big, I might say.
You'd be like, oh, it's so cute.
No, I wouldn't.
Let's scissor.
That's all I'll get out of it. No, I wouldn't want to hurt somebody's feelings. I would just be like, here, let's use my vibrator tonight. You sit over there and watch, and I'll use this. No.
Oh,
I'm not really
poor thing.
I'm not really like a size queen, I don't guess, but
no.
You want
what
something.
About balls? What do you feel about balls?
What bulbous. Do you mean? Like
bulbous.
Do
balls.
I want huge ones that like dangle
yeah,
or
like
some that are kind of like tight
stuff? Yeah.
This is such a weird question. I don't know. I don't really think about balls that much.
What do you like? Like, Samantha can't fucking stand up. She thinks they're the nastiest things in the world.
They are
like,
kind of gross.
Yeah.
But then again...
They have
again,
a certain smell to them.
Well, I mean, just think about it. They're, like, crammed up in your underwear all day long. There's no breathing room. They kind of probably have a musty scent.
Ew. That is true.
Those who sweat a lot probably have it worse than others. I like...
We should look up balls. Ball rashes.
No.
Ball sweat rashes. Let's look it up.
Ew, God. I don't see how it could be worse than the tit rashes you put up. I really don't.
Ball sweat.
Oh, my rashes. God. I prefer a nice trimmed area. I don't like lots of body hair. And I definitely don't like lots of like big hairy balls, I guess.
I'm not seeing any.
I see basketballs.
I see ticks.
That would be a rash. It would give you one, I'm sure.
I'm upset.
I'm sorry.
Testicle sweat.
Testicle sweat rashes? Please, hopefully there's nothing.
They're like, there's nothing.
I'm crossing my fingers.
We're looking, people. We're looking. Why is she balancing? Okay,
nope,
here we go.
There's scientific photos and drawings of them. No pictures of rashes. Thank God.
What does baby's feet have to do anything?
It's because it said sweat. Sweat glands in them.
Bubbles tickling my testicles?
What?
Ew. Let's go back to the web. Jock itch. That's what we have to
do. I'm so glad I'm not a dude. All my stuff's on the inside. Ricky! What's on the that? What is that on his dick?
Look, it's green.
That's like all a right, herpes.
We gotta save these. We gotta put these on. The
oh my God. No, look, there's a picture of Zac Efron with his jock itch. What the? Why does that look like an elephant skin right there in the middle? See it?
Right here.
Yeah, like elephant
it's got
skin.
Mud on it.
He rolled in a pit of water somewhere.
Let's see. Is there any?
What?
Other pictures?
That looks like a chick.
Where? Right here?
Because I am far away. I can't see
that's
all the junk.
That's a baby,
junk.
It looks like. Oh, I hope.
With diaper rash. That was it. Yay!
What? Paris Hilton has jock.
She's digging sand out of her. Or maybe that's just a crab. I crack myself up.
I crack myself up. So I bought a new pair of shoes today. And they're awesome.
They are see-through. Like those see-through purses, only these are shoes.
They're Converse, and they're
how
clear
much were
plastic.
They?
$50.
$50 for
that's not
see-through
bad.
Shoes.
Are they awesome? They're awesome, aren't they?
No.
You thought they were pretty awesome when you
I
saw
like,
them.
I was like, okay.
Well, when you first saw them, you're like,
because I could see your sock, and I thought that was the design of the shoe.
You're like, they're shiny.
I said shiny. I did. I was like, those are shiny. I didn't realize they were see-through until you told me. Yeah. I was like, oh, why?
And then, what else today?
You got a watch?
Yeah. Well, that wasn't today. That was a couple days ago. And I did laundry today with Samantha. That was fun. And the why is the laundry room the most ghetto place ever? No matter what city or town or what part of town you're in, the fucking washing machine place or the laundry mat.
Oh, my God.
I'm so stupid.
The washing Stop machine it. Place?
It's like the most ghetto place ever. I'd rather take my clothes down to the creek and bat them on a rock.
I was totally going to say that same thing. They probably get cleaner. You got everybody else's junk washing up in the washing machine.
And the clothes I put my washing machine in today didn't fucking work. It was just going. I know, right?
Wow.
Your boobs.
Wait,
oh,
you totally said
what?
The clothes I put my washing machine in today. Now,
you
what about
me.
My boobs?
I said your boobs. You could have just went like that and cleaned them better than the machine.
The agitation. I heard a new trick on how to wash your bra so the wire doesn't come out.
Oh, Samantha needs to know that because she was washing hers the other day.
You wear your bra into the shower. And you scrub it down with soap or whatever it is you use. Then you rinse it off, take off your bra, and hang it over the shower thing. And your bra will last twice as long. Because the agitation in the washer irritates the fabric, which makes the wires come out. And the dryer does the same thing.
So, but the bra, how dirty does it get?
It depends on how long you wear it. You just asked it. How
yes.
bra? How bra does the dirty get? How dirty does the bra get? It depends on how often you wear it and if you go a long time between, like, changing them out. Because some people can go, like, a week with the same bra.
I heard one time that this lady wore her bra so long that her breasts grew into the bra.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I totally made it up. I just wanted to see what you'd say.
Yeah, I don't think that happens.
Well, the lady sat on the toilet for 2 years and her skin grew over that
shit. Well, yeah, but who wears their same bra for 2 years? Lots of people gain weight, have babies, you know. It wouldn't fit the same
I think
after
you should wear...
Oh,
we should have a contest. Who can wear their bra the longest?
There's no way of proving how long you've been wearing your bra. You could just, like, rub it on somebody's
I can
spanky.
Look at that one. And then you could just keep showing it to me every day.
Well, I could just put it on before I come over here and wash it every day. There's, like, no...
Yeah, but would you do that?
Probably. There's no way of knowing. I could just wear the same bra every day for a year and you would never know.
Ew. I don't want you to do that.
Me neither. Hence the non-contest.
So, Lauren, what's the longest you've ever worn your bra before? Oh, and Luna. I think Luna listens. And Nessa
just
and Princess Holly. What's the longest you ever wore your bras?
Any girl. Why don't you just say
yeah,
that?
All
instead
girls.
Of singling them out.
Because there's not that many on the show.
I noticed. It's mostly dudes.
Gay dudes.
I did notice that, too, when I was looking at the Frapper map. Because it was like...
How could you tell they were gay?
It asked if you liked guys, girls, monkeys, ticks or something like
lice
that.
Lice eaters
yeah.
or something.
And I was like, guys, and only like two people put the opposite sex. And
oh.
Pretty much everybody else was the same sex. And I was like, oh.
You're like, minority.
Pretty much. I'm the outcast. What time? How long have we been doing it? How long has time passed? Like 10
minutes.
23
minutes.
Wow.
We're
talking of boobs.
Of nothing.
Makes times fly.
I have a question.
What? What?
When you have a yeast infection.
Oh my God.
Listen, ladies, you can call and tell me because I don't know this part. Can you actually scrape stuff off?
Oh my God.
Because they say it's like a wine and cheese party. Like, if you're, like,
ew.
On the rag and you have a yeast infection, it's
oh
like a wine and cheese party.
God. I honestly have never had one, so I cannot tell you the answer to this. So, inform me, too,
ladies.
Why don't you just look it up? Yeast infection.
Let's look it up.
Oh, God. There's going to be pictures.
Yeast infection punanis.
Punanis. I don't think you'll find anything for that. Vaginal yeast.
Ooh,
there was
that.
One in the mouth.
Ew.
That's an...
What is... That's a male yeast infection?
Yeah, see? Dudes can get them too.
What? No. No, ma'am. Is
that,
that
his
what
little
I
tiny
think
penis?
It is?
He's married, poor lady.
Can you use the dildo? Oh, my God. That's so nasty. excuse me.
Ew.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
That looks like somebody put a cigarette ashes out on it.
Damn.
Ew, the yeast infections of mouths are nasty, too.
Well, think about it. You can, if you like to go downtown, you can get a yeast infection in your mouth.
That's disgusting.
What is that? It looks like it's in between the toes or something. I hope. That's what it is.
Ew, it is between the toes. That's called...
athlete's foot.
Yeah. We're not stupid.
How dare you try to fool us?
Wow, that's all kinds of something.
Ooh, the oral yeast infection look gross.
That doesn't look like that has a yeast infection.
No, that's just... Look, it's
kissing
twisties.com. What's that?
It's kissing me. It's a sideways kiss.
Healthy penis for fresh vagina was what the thing
said. Oh, my God. Oh, that's going on.
Remove that from my sight.
Ew.
Oh, my God. Ricky, okay, we are so...
That looks crystallized. It's in a chrysalis that's going to turn into a moth.
Birth control pills.
It's in a chrysalis that's going to turn into a moth.
We are so done looking at yeast infections.
No,
please.
That's not a yeast infection. That's a penis and a vagina together.
What? A hermaphrodite?
It's a penis and a vagina.
That looked like a girl with some...
right there, look.
I think that
might
be...
Which one is it?
A hermaphrodite person.
A hermaphrodite person.
Yeah. Hermaphrodite. I don't guess I have to say person. Ooh.
Grotter.
Grody. That's another
Why
person
does that
with
say
a
vaginal?
Small wiener. Vaginal or vaginal?
Whatever. I don't know that word.
Wow. I don't know that word. What's vagina? I don't know.
What do you think that smells like?
Ugh, used up nastiness, like a rubber tire.
We're talking to Britney Spears.
Oh, poor Britney. Leave Britney alone.
Oh, I hate that bastard. I hate that bastard.
As much as Katherine Heigl. That bitch. Oh, fucking hate that bitch.
I don't like her either.
You say that every time.
She's so annoying. She's too dramatic. I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
She's
and
acting.
She has her, and she does cologne for some, I don't know what company it was, but me or Samantha and I were in the store, and she saw it. I was like, no, ma'am. And of course, it's the one that she liked the most.
Of course.
Like Catherine Skankle.
Aw, be nice. Do you have any lotion?
Yeah, I think I have some.
Non-sex lotion. Like plain lotion.
So, could you explain to me what that is?
You know, like an arousing body lotion. I don't need.
I don't.
I just need.
Any of that.
I just need a plain lotion. Like
I have some like no scent.
Johnson's
lotion.
And Johnson.
I got a Johnson and Johnson vodka. I got two Johnsons squared.
I have three at home. Okay, I don't need yours.
All right, so we're at 30 minutes. We'll go ahead and end this crappy show. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. And, you know, here I am asking Nicole all the questions when other people should be asking questions. And they can be just as dirty.
Yeah.
I mean,
really not opposed to answering
them. I mean, bring
them.
It on. Bring it the fuck on.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah. Do it.
And
it's already been brought.
I don't know if anyone has sent anything to the P.O. box yet because Ricky never checks it. But if you haven't, send something random.
Like underwear.
Sure. Or, you know, something random. Just
a bra that's been on for 2 years.
If you can remove your breasts from it, send it in.
We'd love to see it.
If it hasn't got your skin left over in it.
Or if it doesn't have any
stains,
rashes,
or stankness to it.
We don't want no stank nasty.
I want something totally just like random scent. And I will try to find the most random thing and send it back to you.
That would be awesome.
It'd be a game.
Leave us an iTunes review. Remember, you get us up to 80. You get a picture of Mike's
Jacob's
ladder. Get us to 85. We get to see the video of what I'm looking at right now.
Booba dance.
Of Nicole's. Get us to 100. You get to see Mike's and Brett's penises touching together.
I don't understand why Brett is willing to do that. He likes girls.
Well, both of them like girls, but they're comfortable with their sexuality. And they like Foul Monkeys so much that they want us to have reviews.
I guess. I just had a dirty thought, but I'm not going to
say. What? We should totally do their two penises on your boobs.
Oh my God. I was just going to say, someone should put their penis on my vagina. That's docking too, right? But I don't
that's
know.
That's more of
sex
something called intercourse.
That's more sex.
And I don't want to go to jail for that.
Why would that be jail?
Because I don't have a license for porno.
You have to have a license?
To make it, I guess, right?
No.
Really?
Hello, amateur porn is like all over the internet.
I'm sure you have to have some kind of certificate.
A certificate? I need to get this filled out, please.
Go have a fucking diploma to learn how to put a penis in a fucking vagina.
I want
to
make a porno. Can you sign this release form stating that I can put it on the internet? Thanks. No, you don't have to do that. You can just put it up there.
That's what she said.
You know, I hadn't bashed on your age once this show.
I know. It's amazing.
There was no openings for it. I'll try
it's
to think
because
of a really...
your opening has sucked it all in.
I'll try to think of a really good one for next time.
Okay.
To be the mother of all age bashers.
Join the Frapper map. Nicole, join the Frapper map.
Woot, woot. I'm on there.
Instant messages. I have to put your instant messenger up there. Well, what I have to do is contact my people to put it up there.
Your people.
Let me pick my nose. 1 second. Right there. Okay.
Don't eat it. Ew! He totally ate it, you guys. Yeah. He totally ate his snot.
Okay, whatever. So the next time, hopefully we'll have the flip camera. Fuck. The flip flume.
And you messed up even worse.
The flip.
Not phone.
Yeah, I said camera the first time.
Yes,
right?
You did. Okay. But then you said, fuck, no. Because you wanted to say flip phone, but you don't have or need.
I don't really need a flip phone.
No, you have like 1,000 phones. You're
pretty much
done.
Flip camera, we'll have it, and we'll do a short video. And
that's all like Ricky can last with, is a short something.
You don't know. You don't know me. Don't judge me.
Wasn't judging. I was stating a fact.
Botch.
I'm stating a fact.
Your mom's a fact.
That
of
makes
life.
No sense whatsoever.
It doesn't have to. Your mom's just a fact.
Your mom's Trudy from the facts of life. And what? Take the good, you take the bad, you take the worst, and then you have the facts of life. The facts of life. Oh, my God.
Yeah, your mom is like Peggy off of all of Married with Children.
All my children. All my mom's
Married with Children. She eats bonbons all the time.
Just I have a mom.
Your mom is Morticia.
Wow.
And your dad is?
Your mom's Mary Magdalene.
The real one?
Yeah, the whore back in Jesus' day. Because that's when you were born. BC, before Christ.
Wait, Mary Magdalene was after Christ.
She was during Christ, actually.
No, she did Christ. Oh.
Oh, let's not get into Da Vinci Code talking.
Hell. All right.
Really? You're gonna burn.
All right, so we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And Nicole.
Thank you for downloading 162.
Peace.
Holla. Out of playa.
Adios. Stuff.
Well, folks, looks like we're at the end of another show. But don't worry. The boys will be back for another episode real soon. Now let's go and cornhole some drunks.
Let's go cornhole some drunks. Maybe.